2,500-seat stadium. And the NFL has suspended Seattle wide receiver Josh Gordon for violating the league policy on performance-enhancing drugs or drugs of abuse. It's the fifth time Gordon has been suspended for violating league policy. News, weather, traffic, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, serving only USDA prime beef. That's the highest graded beef sold anywhere in the country, and you won't find it in your local grocery store because it's gobbled up by all of the finest white tablecloth restaurants, just like Surf and Sirloin. USDA prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 22-ounce porterhouse, and a 16-ounce ribeye. They also have USDA prime tenderloin medallions and their pepperloin, along with 6- and 9-ounce barrel cut filet mignon. For reservations, call 822-3637, 822-3637. Download the app Open Table or make them online, surfandsirloin.com. From the 590, the Fan KFN Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number 3 of the large morning show in the afternoon with Franco Opinion.
All new Grizzly 6-game holiday packs presented by Bass Pro Shops are on sale now. Catch the year's best matchups and giveaways starting at just $120. Plus, receive a Jaren Jackson Jr. bobblehead and a $10 gift card to Bass Pro Shop while supplies last. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop online now at Grizzlies.com.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Looking for baseball and softball training for all ages? Time to head to Champions Village, a one-stop shop for young athletes with a 35,000-square-foot facility stacked with the newest, most innovative tech like hit tracks and a full infield. And now open, Prime Sports, your new go-to brick-and-mortar retail and spirit store located on-site with training from former pros, STL Athletic Development, and Napudi Sports Enhancement also on campus. Champions Village has everything you need under one roof. Check us out at championsvillage.net.
Family and friends aren't the only ones who need a gift this holiday season. It's time to treat your transportation to a little R&R with the Dents Express Auto Spa, etc. Holiday Special. From now through December, stop on in to either Dents Express location, get a quick and paintless dent repair, and you'll be treated to 30 days of free premium car washes through Auto Spa, etc. Treat yourself or pass them along as a gift for a loved one. Visit Dents Express in Baldwin or St. Charles, or go to DentsExpressSTL.com to book your appointment today.
Guys, do you struggle every Christmas banging your head against the wall trying to figure out what to get your wife or girlfriend? Save yourself a headache this year and give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. With soft, silky, nudie sleepwear, available only at Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, Nudie's pajamas feels just like her own bare skin. The texture and touch of Nudie's pajamas is so seductive, you'll both stay occupied well into the evening. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved ones happy with Nudie's pajamas. You can too, but you need to get these amazing PJs today, because last year they sold out. So go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hey, this is Tim McKernan. If you are looking for a great place to eat and drink, may I recommend to you Kirkwood Brewhouse at the corner of Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood. Wow, what a place to enjoy some delicious wings, burgers, and of course, beers. An incredible selection at Kirkwood Brewhouse, and also outstanding service. It's Kirkwood Brewhouse at Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood.
Grizz Nation, save big on tickets to see the next-gen Grizzlies with the exclusive Grizz Pass. Pay a flat fee of just $69 and guarantee access for up to 7 games per month. You get new games every month, but the price stays the same. Visit GrizzPass.com today for more info.
The late, great Kate Smith.
Let's go. Showtime.
Hey, Josh, get in here.
Oh, that's yeah. Right. He wasn't here.
He's at home.
No, not yet.
Look how dark it is already.
Man, that happens in winter.
Racist.
I know. So join his partners and him.
Prickly ash.
Real nice talk from Bill.
It's a flower, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, prickly ash. That's what
he said. Well, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Frank.
To the December 16th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N. Now, some people would say Brinton Vision, but those are the same people that say, oh, yes, our office is in Clayton. Now, it's Clayton, and it's Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N. We're going to talk to you about Brinton Vision and tell you why probably be a good idea to go in there and have a 90-minute easy procedure. But first,
hey!
At the control board, and we're about to find out how good he really is when I hit him with something in a moment. But for now, let's just say this. For 19 years, he lived in Great Britain. For 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. Yes, he is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And with his sock hat, I don't remember seeing that look on you before.
It's really warm.
No, they are warm.
Like a sailor, doesn't he?
I have a couple of those at home, and they really are, for people who don't have any hair, It's like hair.
Demon.
You know, they really do. They work. And that, of course, the voice of the man who decided this morning, and who could blame him with the streets the way they are, decided not to go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hi. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
I see the Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. And if I only had a brain. Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. And now, through the end of the year, which is only like, 2 weeks? Or two weeks and a few days?
Just barely 2 weeks.
Just 2 weeks and a few days. The end of the year, they'll give you at least $100 if you move your car loan to First Community Credit Union.
I know there are other credit unions. Who would you think is the largest?
First Community Credit Union.
What?
Yeah, they're the largest. They have over 40 locations.
Wow.
How about that?
Pretty impressive.
Great place for all of your banking needs. And to find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
You all know that little thing that we used to do as kids, how much meat could a meat cutter cut if a meat cutter could cut? No, wait, that was woodchuck.
Yeah.
Okay, forget that. This guy was a meat cutter. I don't know how much meat he cut. I don't know how long he cut meat. I know that every once in a while he'll cut one here in the studio, but that's a whole different thing.
Whoa.
He's a cheese cutter as well on occasion, as
cheese.
We all are. That's right, Rat Boy. He also worked at Denny's and Wendy's and Kentucky Fried Chicken. He was a mall arcade token distributor. He was an investigative reporter for Crime Magazine, a knife salesman door-to-door, a beer vendor at Busch Stadium, a roller rink DJ. But now he's head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. That would be this show. He's in charge of setting and resetting our digital clock, where I see the time is 5:19:39, 40, 5:19:41, 42. Let's check the Naval Observatory official clock. Yes, 5:19:48. He's also our newsman, our news director. He's an author of the book Good Mood, Bad Mood, and Bad Mood, Good Mood. I reversed it on purpose to see if you would catch it. And there's one other thing he does. Like Jim Rockford, portrayed by, I forgot the guy's name. James Garner.
No, I thought it was James Taylor.
Yeah, portrayed by James Taylor.
Yeah.
The Taylor Files.
You've got it.
That didn't sound anything like James Taylor.
Oh,
Do it again.
You got a friend.
No, that sounded like James Taylor on Helium.
No.
That sounded like. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I will, Frank, and this is a very sentimental time of year for me right around Christmas time, and I especially like to give a shout-out to all the AM and the PM listeners who have large brain tumors or Alzheimer's, and remind him that December the 16th is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, hold on, stop right there. When I said earlier, I'm going to see how good
you have no cojones, Limey. You said you would do it, and you let him bully you.
Stop the music. At the beginning of this segment, I said we're about to see how good he is at the control board, and I was going to hit him with that. And as you like to say, you mowed my lawn and beat me to it.
No.
Unbelievable.
No, because he would have never agreed to do it if that was the case.
Unbelievable.
No, you're not.
Sometimes, like today, I hate being on this show. Okay, start the music.
You can't say that.
I can say anything I want to. It's my show. Go ahead.
I'd like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. All customers getting GM employee pricing for the entire rest of the month. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Landoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know you're AM and the PM at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
I'm stewing over what just happened.
Your name's Stu Pinion?
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security.
Stewart's Playhouse is on the air.
Oh, that's hilarious. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Jim.
And Rat Boy, my wife was in some pretty big trouble yesterday because she came home with, you know, those little cocktail tomatoes or cherry tomatoes?
Yeah.
And they actually taste like tomatoes. When you can't, you know, this time of year, get real good tomatoes, those still
They're
taste
pretty
like
good.
And she said, oh, I got some tomatoes. And then I checked the refrigerator. I said, hey, woman, I believe you forgot something. And then it hit her.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. Forgot to get it. This is twice.
Yeah.
This is the second time.
How much cheese are you eating these days?
Cheese.
Every day. That's right, Rat Boy. I like it. I like cheese.
He's been blocked
up. Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. So she knows there is no third chance.
Oh.
That's twice for her. That's two strikes. Three strikes. She's out and a younger woman is in. And she knows that. So there will be cheese in the refrigerator.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. Before this week is over. And what would Christmas be without polka music? And I think we all feel that way. Bruce Limpress in the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah.
What is a mozzarella cheese that goes in there?
It is, with beefsteak, tomato salad, the
orchestra.
That's right, Rat Boy. Caprese, some call it caprese salad,
caprese.
Right? Caprese, Italian. And that is the cheese you use, mozzarella. Yeah.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. But you also forgot to get some more Fontina. I'm not too thrilled about that either.
Oh.
Brought to you by Brenton Vision. I feel sort of bad for. Well, I feel bad for anybody who doesn't listen to this show because they're not the people they could be. They could be better informed. They could have a better sense of humor. They could lighten up a little bit. But they've chosen, for whatever reason, not to listen. Those people, many of them, may never know about Brenton Vision. And that's sad, too, because a lot of those people then will just keep wearing glasses and contact lenses for the rest of their lives. They won't like it. I wore glasses for the great majority of my life. I didn't like anything about it. I didn't like the fact that in the winter, when you'd walk in from out in the cold, your glasses would fog up, and you'd bump in the wall, and you couldn't see anything. You have to take them off and then wipe them. I didn't like that in the rain, your glasses were covered with water, and you couldn't. They didn't make little windshield wipers on them, but you couldn't see anything. I didn't like that they put indentations in your nose, or that if it was hot and you were sweating, you leaned over and you were doing something, your glasses would slide off your nose and maybe fall and break. I didn't like that either. I wore contact lenses for about 14 years, I guess. I didn't like that because I wasn't able to wear soft ones and had to wear hard ones. And when a grain of sand or lint or grit or anything got under the lens, it felt like somebody was stabbing you in the eye. I didn't like that. I didn't like wearing them because my eyes were dry. And when I took them out, it was like taking out a couple of dry chips of wood or something. Nothing. And then you'd lose a contact lens. That was a pain. Or one would blink out and flip out of your eye, or come off the center of your eye and get caught up under your eyelid somewhere. All that stuff. And for those of you who wear glasses or contact lenses, I'm telling you, there is, for most of you, a very real possibility that you don't have to. If you know the name Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N. Now, for those of you who say, oh, I looked into that.
No, I looked into that.
No, I didn't mean for you to say it. That's an expression. That's an expression. And I was told I'm not a candidate for LASIK. Well, unless Dr. Jason Brinton told you that, you may very well be. And if you're not a candidate for LASIK, maybe you're a candidate for one of the six other corrective procedures. And many of you now are going, what other procedures? I didn't know there were six. No, you didn't know that because your ophthalmologist that you talk to doesn't perform them, isn't either trained to perform them but doesn't have the equipment, or both. Dr. Jason Brinton does. He performs all seven vision correction procedures. He can perform the lens replacement or corneal reshaping, which is essentially what you do for people who have astigmatism or either hyperopic or myopic. Those are the medical terms for farsightedness and nearsightedness. That's right. I'm practically an ophthalmologist. I've been through a lot over the last almost 30 years, 16 ophthalmologists in six states, and I will tell you that the one doctor out of all those who changed my life more than any other in terms of my being able to see clearly is Dr. Jason Brinton, and you can see him too. And for $120, which in the whole scheme of things, when you're talking about your vision, just isn't that much money, you can have a 90-minute procedure. It'll be the most thorough eye examination you ever had. It's called the Brinton Vision Ocular Analysis. It takes an hour and a half, costs $120. You'll never spend better money. And then you will know once and for all what you are or are not a candidate for. Brinton Vision. In Creve Coeur, I'm pretty sure they're technically in Creve Coeur, but the zip code.
So.
North New Ballas Road.
My girlfriend, Sandy, she will be having a procedure.
Coming up soon.
Yes, coming up soon. So she will go into the year 2020
2020. Yeah. Wow, that is. You should sell him on a campaign with her picture, and in quotes, I entered the year 2020 with 2020.
Yes.
Thanks to Dr. Jason. I'll help you sell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a campaign right there.
Yeah.
And she probably will. In fact, she's already been told she's a candidate.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh man.
She's going to have the procedure. Next week.
She will be so excited. Week. Here's the other thing. She's having lenses replaced, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
It's not cheap. But Brinton Vision, they work it out with you. In my case, when I did it, I took the 2-year. I made payments for 24 months, and man, did it make it a lot easier. And they'll work with you on all that stuff. Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, again, in Creve Coeur, 314-375-2020 or BrittonVision.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
And that's not the voice of Bill Clevelin, that's the voice of Johnny Cash, but Bill could certainly sing that song because he's been to most of those places. Bill Clevelin is brought to you by Window World. Ooh, imagine you've been to Brenton Vision. Now you have 20/20 great vision looking through the crystal clear pane of a Window World window.
Woo!
What a life. What a great life. You can find out more at windowworld.stlouis.com. Would you please give it up for the man who, unlike Josh Bauman, made it in today, Bill Cleveland. How are you, Bill?
They made it in, too.
I'm going to be truthful and I'm going to be honest. Earlier today, I heard you talking with Josh in the 3 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. And my streets and my neighborhood had not been plowed. Mm-hmm. And I said, there is no way in hell I'm not going to shovel the driveway and get out of there. I'm not putting up with any of that.
That's called work ethic,
you know,
buddy.
What? If the car gets stuck, so be it.
Too bad.
I'll Uber it in if I have to, but... So last night I was watching, while everybody else was watching the snow coverage, I was watching something on PBS that I thought I would talk a little bit about, and it was produced locally. Hang on a second. I felt good. And it was on the World's Fair, and I know people that live here, a lot of people are sick and tired of the World's Fair. You know,
is there still a World's Fair?
Is there?
I don't know. And if not, when did it end?
That's a good question. I know there was one in San Antonio. That would have been in, I think that. I don't know if they do them anymore. I have to tell you, they did a really nice job. It was locally produced, so the people at Channel 9 produced it, and it was just fascinating.
This is on the 1904, right?
Correct, yeah. And it was just fascinating to just see pictures of these buildings and just to learn about all of the stuff that was going on. But what I wanted to talk a little bit about today was about the Ferris wheel, because obviously we have all seen a Ferris wheel, and you know what a Ferris wheel is. And for years, I've...
circle in the sky.
What'd you say?
A giant bloody circle in the sky.
Why is it bloody?
It's pretty effing big, isn't it?
What are you doing?
Yeah, what is happening to you?
You having a stroke?
Brain tumor?
You okay?
Nope, I don't smell toast.
You're going to be all right? So I'd always heard about the Ferris wheel that was... first it was in Chicago. They built it to...
Hold on a second. Okay. Imagine... I'm just always like to imagine somebody who just stumbled on this station. They're just going around the dial. And then they get to this show, and they hear... Bloody circle in the sky. Are you having a stroke? No, I don't smell toast. What am I listening to?
Greatest show on radio.
Mm-hmm. Chances are they kept flipping.
Sure is.
So I'd always heard about this Ferris wheel in Forest Park. Like, it was a big deal, and I think people have probably heard things like, oh, they buried it in the middle of Forest Park.
Is that the only name for that ride? Because I've heard it called the Bueller wheel. Is it just...
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you.
What was that?
Thank you so much.
What is happening?
They're flipping now. They didn't flip after toast. They flipped after that. So you've all heard about the big Ferris wheel that was in force. So they're talking about in this documentary last night about the actual Ferris wheel. So this thing, it was built to rival the Eiffel Tower. So the Eiffel Tower was built for their World's Fair, and so when the Chicago World's Fair happened, they wanted to build this Ferris wheel to rival that, you know, because the Eiffel Tower, that was like their big, you know, thing that everybody was looking at.
They're not even close. One's a tower, one's a wheel.
But that was their main, like, I think, and whenever they had one of these world fairs, they had some sort of, like, focal point.
They did attempt the tower thing, though, and it failed. It was the awful tower.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
So much.
Are you having a stroke?
Everybody.
Don't smell burnt toast.
He's worked London Bridges and awful tower into the same show.
That's right. No, but who else did that? Nobody.
Nobody.
I'll tell you what, though. If it snows tomorrow, I am not coming in.
It's got to be snowing.
I'm staying home. Okay, so back to the Ferris wheel that ended up coming to St. Louis. But first it was in Chicago before they took it apart and they brought it here. So this is unbelievable. So they have 36 gondolas. Okay, so you know what a gondola is. Each one of them held 60 people.
Whoa.
60? The one at the World's Fair?
Yes. So at one time, the total capacity, 2,160 people
I don't want to be on that Ferris wheel.
I'm not interested
in that. That's too many people.
Surprised that didn't break.
What was the diameter?
So it was 264 feet high.
Whoa.
The axle... which that was sort of a focus point in this documentary, because they, so after the World's Fair, they didn't know what to do with this thing because it would have been too expensive to take it apart and ship it somewhere else. And so they took 200 pounds of dynamite and blew the thing up.
What?
Yes. I'd never heard this story.
With people on it?
No, nobody was on it. So they blew it up, and it didn't completely. They had to do like another 100 pounds of dynamite to just. So it's just mangled mess
of
metal.
Did you read in there? It almost that when they did, it almost killed people. In fact, they said the axle rose
here
like 100 feet in the air when they blew
goodness.
It up.
The axle rose.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
It threw chairs everywhere.
Thank what?
It threw chairs everywhere. The chairs from the. You know how Axl Rose threw all the chairs and stuff.
Wow, we went from bad to really bad.
I hate you guys.
Thank you.
Gosh.
Go ahead. Now so
the,
I look like a
the
comedian.
Axle. Now, I don't know what this is in tonnage, because the website that I looked this up, so 89,320 pounds. I don't know what the tonnage is.
Well, what is it, 2,000 pounds to a ton over here?
Right. Yeah. About close to 50 tons.
How many thousand was it?
That's 48, 47 tons or something.
So that's how big the axle was. It was 45 feet.
Hold on. We're in America. We don't do metric.
You never know. There could be people in other countries that listen like, gee, I wish I knew what that was in metric.
People in St. Louis don't even listen to this show. Yeah, why would they listen to
this? We don't listen to this show.
No.
We're in the room.
No, we don't.
And it was powered by steam. And it cost $750,000. It's just unbelievable. So now here's what I was going to mention. So this is what was on the documentary, and I saw all that. Like, that's cool. So I went and I did a little more research, and this they did not mention in the documentary. So the guy was George Ferris. This is the guy that introduced the Ferris wheel. Huh. But he stole the idea. That was not mentioned anywhere in the documentary. And so I was doing a little bit of research. So this George Ferris, he rode a similar deal. It was wooden, but it was down in, I believe it was in Atlantic City. And so he basically he told everybody that this idea for a big wheel, Ferris wheel, you know, came to him at, you know, while he was having dinner somewhere at some restaurant. Turns out it was total crap. And so the guy who invented the original wheel ended up suing him, and all this stuff came out in court. And so, long story short, now here's this guy that invented this thing that now is everywhere, all over the world. I'll call it the Ferris wheel. But he ended up dying with typhoid fever at the age of 36.
Whoa, that sucks.
He had no money. And the kicker in this particular news story that I read, news article, he died of typhoid fever. His ashes remained in the care of a Pittsburgh undertaker for more than a year because nobody would pay the $150 for his funeral.
Wow.
What
a
bummer. Yeah, he was not...
you invent the Ferris wheel.
He stole the idea.
Well, okay. There's his payback. That's karma.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the idea of a Ferris
the guy
wheel.
He stole it from his Larry Wheel.
Not really fair. Like, you know, okay.
Hold on. Yeah. No.
Wait, what did he say?
No, they didn't say anything. So who was the original guy that he stole it from?
So it was a guy in Atlantic City, and his name was, I believe it was Summers was his last name.
So it should have been the Summers wheel, not the Ferris wheel.
Correct.
Well, he got screwed. Like the windshield wiper guy. There was a movie about that. Greg Kinnear played the guy who worked for Ford, who invented the intermittent wipers. Yep. And he got screwed out of it. And it wasn't until in his 70s it finally ended up. It was in court forever. And he got, I think, like $85 million inventing the intermittent wiper. Yeah. He played, man, he waited it out. And his family, they were the beneficiaries of all that money. But he fought it for a long time.
Wow. So I'll just add that congratulations to the people at PBS Local. They did a really nice job. It was just really, really interesting watching this thing. I don't know if they do one of those pledge drive things, I guess, to get a DVD. I don't know how you see it other than seeing it on their website or on their
show. I bet you can see it on YouTube.
Show periodic. Maybe it will wind up
on
YouTube.
You know what I find interesting is that years ago I asked looked up, why is it called the Ferris wheel? But most people, if you would ask most kids or young people under 40, you ever wonder why it's called the Ferris wheel? No, I don't think they do. They just go, hey, there's a Ferris wheel. I've always wondered why things are called what they're called.
Yeah, there's a great backstory to it. And if you want to know where it was during the World's Fair, if you look at the Art Museum, that is the, if I'm not mistaken, that is the only building left from the World's Fair.
Is the only thing in the document, is it only about the Ferris wheel?
No. Okay. It's all about the World's Fair.
So, did we or did we not, because I've heard yes and no, the ice cream cone and the hot dog, were they or were they not introduced at the World's Fair in St. Louis.
So I think it's the waffle cone you're thinking of, if I'm not mistaken. So that, I think, was out of necessity because they ran out of regular cones.
Okay.
But most of the things that were at the World's Fair were not invented there. They were already, like Dr. Pepper is a great example. That was unveiled at the World's Fair. It had already been in Waco, Texas for a while, but the rest of the world didn't know. But that's why all these people came to the World's Fair, because you have to remember they lived in rural community. Like, for example, they're talking about the Ferris wheel. At the time, for most people that rode the Ferris wheel, they had never been that high in their life. They never, think about it. None of the buildings were anywhere close
to
being...
That's like a lot of people now with the marijuana laws.
Yeah. See, I just knew I couldn't.
Far out!
Yep.
So, never been that high before. I get it.
High before. 264 feet. So there you go. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road, non 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the country. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Tim had a story in the news. I got to tell you something. Three people, if I heard it right, were killed trying to help somebody. Good Samaritans.
Yeah. Yes.
What a horrible holiday story. And then for the rest of the family's lives, they go, what the heck was it that happened here? Oh, they tried to help somebody. I mean, how does life let something like that happen? You're trying to do something good, man, you get killed. That's a horrible story. And the holidays will never be the same for those people, the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Before I came in today, I did something I'm going to encourage many of you to do. Maybe not all of you, not if you have a brand new car, certainly, but get your windshield wipers replaced. I started noticing that streaking, and I can't stand that. So on the way here, I called ahead. And I said, here's what it is. It's a 2004 Trailblazer. Come on in. I know exactly what to do. He said, I'll put the best wiper we sell. They're a little pricey. I said, I don't care, because I'm not going to do this again for a couple of years. Pricey meaning $30 a piece. Wow. I pulled out of there, and I was hoping for trucks to throw slush up on my windshield. It makes all the difference. When you wipe your windshield with a wiper and it makes it worse,
right,
your wipers are shot.
And you got to have that Rain-X stuff in the... You can't just use regular, like, Windex in your,
the windshield. I will disagree.
I drive a lot.
No, there is a product. There is a product that makes Rain-X look like a joke.
Oh, whatever it is, yes. Better than just
Aquapel.
Regular.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
It makes Rain-X sad that it even exists.
But is that a wipe you put on? It's a liquid?
It's a capsule. It's very toxic. When you break it, whew, it's like ammonia, and you got to do it right or you'll screw it up, and it has to be put on very quickly and buffed out very quickly. It tells you how to do it and tells you to make sure you do it exactly as it is. But if you do, for at least a year, you will never even have to use your wipers. Mm. I've tried it in heavy rain. It just sheets off. It's unbelievable. Please don't email me.
I'm sorry, what? You just
Aquapel.
Aquapel, yeah.
It sheets off.
I've used it before.
Yeah, don't email me, because I know what'll happen.
Do I have to dump
50
it out?
50 people saying, what's it called? What? Sheets. It sheets off the window.
Can you say that?
Yeah.
Sheets? What are you talking about? What's wrong with you?
I don't even understand what that means.
Water sheeting? It's sheets.
It's like,
sheets of water? You've never heard that?
Sheets off?
Yeah.
Sheets
I've
of water.
I've never heard the phrase sheets off.
Well, sheets you have of that? Water, I have that.
Yeah. But imagine someone tuning in right
something
now.
Else.
How are you spelling that?
S-H-E-E-T-S. Sheets.
Yeah.
Mike, I can't believe you
it
never
just hits
that.
The windshield and pew,
just,
goes down.
It's
people
just
are,
so great to hear you say that.
You people are just uneducated. That's
sheets.
All. You're not. You're just not.
I
very
don't know sheets.
Well rounded. What else?
Obviously.
So get some wipers. It's not worth it. Same with batteries, car batteries. Don't push them. I've had my same car battery for 7 years. Really? Well, one day a car's not going to start. Get a new battery. Oh, my goodness. So my daughter will be in a week from today to sing poorly.
Yes.
Do you know what song we're going to be singing this year? Last year we did Country Road.
We didn't know then.
And it was
and
fantastic.
We won't know again until she gets in.
We'll
here.
Do Frosty the Snowman, of course.
I was
going to. Things like that.
Oh, sorry, Dave, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to suggest Silent Night.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Because it's got high notes that she has no chance of hitting.
Yes.
I would like
and,
something.
And it'll break windows in the studio.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, I'm going to mention something, and I won't be the only person that's noticed this. And it is political, and I don't like to talk about political things, but how could you not notice this? Two first ladies, Michelle Obama, Melania Trump.
Okay.
Here's how much the media hates Donald Trump. And it's okay if you hate him. I understand why people get, but these are the first ladies. You know what they look like. They're both attractive. How many magazine covers do you think have featured Melania Trump?
I'm going to say maybe.
Let me help you.
Four.
None.
None. Wow.
All right.
Vanity Fair in Mexico in February of 17. That's it. Michelle Obama, 94 magazine covers. Now, you don't think there's an obvious bias? Here, I have in front of me, I will just scroll through. And most of these magazine covers, she's been on multiple times. Time Magazine, Vogue, In Style Magazine, Good Housekeeping, Ebony Magazine, Upscale Magazine, Reader's Digest, Essence Magazine, People Magazine, More Magazine, Radar Magazine, Vanity Fair, Essence again on People, Essence again, yeah, right. Essence again, People again, Essence again, Vanity Fair again, multiple times, on and on and on and on, 94. Melania Trump, 0. I don't get it. I do get it, but I don't get it.
You want to see pictures of Melania Trump nude?
I think they're out
there. They're fake.
What?
No, there's some where she's actually modeled.
But how do you know those? She's modeled, but how do you know they're not fake?
Well, I mean, it's not like, you know, where she's just standing there like, hey, look at these.
No, but in today's world, how do you know they're not fake? He's got a good point. You don't know.
You can take them. Like, just trust me, you can tell. I'm going to find these pictures.
Well, of course I'd like to see them, but we don't have time now. Ladies, come in here, please. I get you're getting mad. I don't care. Other time. Don't show it to me now and throw me off. No, throw off my concentration.
All right, I'm honest to goodness. Anyway.
I don't need to see that right now. So there's a small rural southern town. Stay with me. Small southern rural just town. And they get a new preacher. And he looks just like Garth Brooks. I mean, could be his identical twin. So he comes to this little town, decides he's going to go meet the members of the congregation in person, one by one, house by house, during the day. Southern, small. Mostly the men work and the women stay home. So he goes to the first. Of course, the lady of the house is home. And she comes to the door and she says, oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. Garth Brooks. Nobody's going to believe Garth Brooks came into my house. He goes, ma'am, I'm not Garth Brooks. She says, oh, I know Garth Brooks when I see him. He says, no, ma'am, I'm Jimmy Johnson. I'm the new pastor, First Baptist Church. Just want to come by and introduce myself. She says, my goodness, you look just like Garth Brooks. She said, I get that all the time. So he have a cup of coffee, and he says, I'll see you at church on Sunday. He goes to the next house, same thing. Woman of the house comes to the door. She says, oh, I think I'm going to have a heart attack. Garth Brooks, I love you. I love your music. What in the world are you doing in our little town? He says, no, I'm not Garth Brooks. I'm Jimmy Johnson. I'm your new pastor at the church. And she goes, you are dead ringer for Garth Brooks. He said, yes, I hear that a lot. So they chat and have a nice meeting. Next house, same thing. Woman of the house comes to the door and actually passes out, faints. And he revives her. She says, I'm sorry, I don't know who arranged for Garth Brooks to come see me in person, but what a tremendous gift. He said, I'm not Garth Brooks. I'm Jimmy Johnson. I'm the new pastor. And so she comes around and they have a nice lunch. And he goes to a house, and the woman who comes to the door is late 20s, looks like Melania Trump, drop-dead gorgeous, out of the shower, has a towel around her. She opens the door, and just her jaw drops, and the towel drops to the floor, and there she is, completely nude. She says, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, Garth Brooks, I love you. Oh, Garth Brooks, I can't believe it. He looks at her and he goes, I've got friends in the
Here's a look at traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report sponsored by Dr. Patient Unity. Some good news for commuters this evening. Eastbound 44 has reopened before 109, but traffic is crawling through the area. Southbound 55, you're shut down again at McNutt. Northbound 55 was closed at 61. Sounds like they may have just reopened that. Also, accidents eastbound 255 east of Lehme Ferry, southbound 170 south of Olive, and eastbound 64 on the Boone Bridge. Doctor support removing patients from Surprise Medical billing disputes so independent health care experts resolve disagreements with insurance companies. The insurance company's solution is to pay less for your health care. Tell Congress, stand with doctors and patients to end surprise billing. Paid for by Dr. Patient Unity. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Family and friends aren't the only ones who need a gift this holiday season. It's time to treat your transportation to a little R&R with the Dents Express Auto Spa, etc. Holiday Special. From now through December, stop on in to either Dents Express location, get a quick and paintless dent repair, and you'll be treated to 30 days of free premium car washes through Auto Spa, etc. Treat yourself or pass them along as a gift for a loved one. Visit Dents Express in Baldwin or St. Charles, or go to DentsExpressSTL.com to book your appointment today.
Guys, do you struggle every Christmas banging your head against the wall trying to figure out what to get your wife or girlfriend? Save yourself a headache this year and give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. With soft, silky, nudie sleepwear, available only at Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, Nudie's pajamas feels just like her own bare skin. The texture and touch of Nudie's pajamas is so seductive, you'll both stay occupied well into the evening. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved ones happy with Nudie's pajamas. You can too, but you need to get these amazing PJs today, because last year they sold out. So go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hey, this is Tim McKernan. If you are looking for a great place to eat and drink, may I recommend to you Kirkwood Brewhouse at the corner of Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood. Wow, what a place to enjoy some delicious wings, burgers, and of course, beers. An incredible selection at Kirkwood Brewhouse, and also outstanding service. It's Kirkwood Brewhouse at Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood.
All right, my goodness, we're about a minute late. I hope he can handle that because we've given a lot of extra time lately. Let's move. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market are closed today because they're closed only on Mondays. They're in Chesterfield Valley. East of all that other stuff, gift cards, always a good idea. And not just a good idea, but necessary. Reservations at Annie Guns for dinner, and I say for lunch. From Dallas, Texas, courtesy of Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, Mike Evans, everybody. Only about a minute late. Take it and run. You okay?
Name the name of the celebrity who married a woman 40 years his junior. Won the National Defense Medal in the United States Army. Direct descendant of Robert E. Lee. And he hates Steven Spielberg. Is it Martin Scorsese, Harrison Ford, James Caan, Robert Duvall? Answer in a minute. Feuding families this Christmas. Brad and Angelina are already fighting over who sees the kids, when, where, and how long. They don't talk, so it'll be decided by a judge. Due to Britney Spears' recent breakdowns and Kevin Federline towing the line, Kevin Federline will be getting their sons a lot more this Christmas season than in previous years. Here's a strange but really great list, according to the Hollywood Publicist. These are the five happiest couples in Hollywood, according to them, who celebrate big, big Christmas parties every year. Daniel Craig and his wife, Rachel Wise. Robert Downey Jr. and his wife, Susan Jr. Downey Jr. Matthew McConaughey and his wife, Camilla Elvis.
Her name is Susan Downey Jr.?
Her name is Susan
How much wine have you had? How much wine have you had? You said Susan Downey Jr.
You're taking my time, homie.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Javier Bardem and his wife, Penelope Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. Sports, shorts, if I had my choice, who would go to the Super Bowl? For me, it would be my two favorite teams, a matchup of Cowboys and Indians. That'd be the Dallas Cowboy and the Kansas City Chief Indians. Barring that from happening, I'd like to see a couple of birds go at it at the Super Bowl. Seahawks from Seattle. Ravens from Baltimore. That's just my pick. Odds and ends, my old boss Rupert Murdoch, owner of the New York Post and Fox Television, has purchased the old Beverly Hillbillies mansion for $150 million.
Whoa!
I've been to that place a couple of times years ago. I even slid down the banister just like Ellie Mae Clampett used to do. I was drunk at the time, by the way. Very.
What?
It's an incredible property, but for the record, the house is not in Beverly Hills. The house is actually in Bel Air, just around the block from Ronald Reagan's old house. Funny story floating around that Courtney Cox and Caitlyn Jenner...
Wait, no.
Courtney Cox. Make sure that you isolate the boring just for Courtney Cox.
Okay, yeah, okay. So this is just for Courtney Cox.
That's not for Caitlyn.
And Caitlyn Jenner... Actually look a lot alike.
Oh, wait, hang on a second.
Wait a minute.
I've got something for this.
Look alike.
All right, say Caitlyn Jenner again.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah. They look alike.
No, they do. They do. New pictures of them. They actually look like they could be sisters.
I don't think so.
I need to take a call.
No, believe me, I've seen the pictures. Don't say you don't think so if you haven't seen the pictures. Don't pee on yourself.
I need to take a closer look at that.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
There is one huge difference. Caitlyn Jenner is a much nicer person than Courtney Cox.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
That was just the truth, homie. I try not to try to keep you in the know. This is the kind of man I am.
You know that she almost married, I've told you this story before, Jeff Zucker. She was going to take that hyphenated name, Courtney Cox Zucker.
Oh, my God.
Thank you! Thank you!
Oh, Nelly.
People do that. Right. They hyphenate.
Oh,
one
yeah,
minute,
they do.
1 minute.
Wait a minute, I have a lot more. You're going to have to run late today.
50 seconds.
We can't.
And finally.
He comes around.
You'll get it.
He comes around.
So, name the name of the celebrity who married a woman 40 years his junior, won the National Defense Medal in the Army, direct descendant of Robert E. Lee, and he hates Steven Spielberg with a passion. Martin Scorsese, Harrison Ford, James Caan, Robert Duvall.
I'm going to go with Duvall.
I'll say Khan.
I think Khan's the dirty old man that married somebody 40 years younger.
I'm going to go Robert Duvall like Limey.
Yeah.
The answer is Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
By the way, Duvall hates Spielberg because Spielberg once went to Cuba and met with Fidel Castro. Duvall said that was an act of treason.
2 seconds.
That.
Wow.
Limey, you and me, buddy.
Way to go, boss.
We're the winners. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get, and have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now you're here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right,
goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis team. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Big but not surprising news out of Seattle, where Josh Gordon has been suspended indefinitely for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances and substances of abuse. This is Gordon's sixth suspension since 2013, the fifth for substance abuse. We're making our way towards Monday Night Football. It kicks off at 8:15 Eastern Time. Is Indianapolis is in New Orleans. The Colts' T.Y. Hilton expected to play through a calf injury. In fact, he has been named as an active player tonight. The Saints were active today on the waiver wire, claiming former Giants corner Janoris Jenkins. The move will not be official until Tuesday. The Chiefs, meanwhile, claim former Arizona defensive end Terrell Suggs after he was waived on Friday. Suggs had said he wouldn't report to any team but the Ravens. Kansas City did lose defensive end Alex Okafor Sunday to a torn pectoral injury.